Boker Tov. Today is Yom Shanim Shabbat Kodesh, Parashat Devarim, Shabbat Chazon, unfortunately. Today is Gimal Menachem Av. We are on page 88 of this print of the Shaar HaBitachon. Hagdama Chamishit, the fifth principle of complete Bitachon. So we're talking about all sorts of thoughts and observations in this world which engender thoughts of complete Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagdama Chamishit. שיתבאר אצלו כי השלמת הדברים המתחדשים בעולם הזה לאחר היצירה הוא בשני דברים. A person has to remember that every day you look around, you know, we said in the tefillah every day, המחדש בטובו בכל יום תמיד מעשה בראשית. It's not that הקדוש ברוך הוא created the world, you know, he like dropped the world, created it, and bounced. No, הקדוש ברוך הוא, שלום, לא ככה. אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא creates the entire creation every day. Now the creation can be renewed every day in one of two ways, says the Rabbeinu Bechaye. אחד מהם, גזרות הבורא יתעלה וחפצו ביציאתם אל גבול ההוויה. All of the decrees that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, this is what we call מהכוח אל הפועל. All the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come to fruition, Hashem makes a decree, and then those decrees come to fruition. That's what we say in the morning. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world to begin with? Baruch She'amar V'haya Ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and the world came into existence. That happens every day. Hashem decrees, and the world continues to renew itself. Sun rises, sun sets. World keeps on spinning, revolving, rotating. V'chule. Mata Omer. No, not necessarily, because they're not conflicting. Baruch She'amar V'haya Olam Misheshet Yimei Bereshit, and then later in the Tefillah, Hamchadesh V'Tuvo B'Chol Yom Tamid. Understand? Now, it says like this. V'Hashani Sibot U'Mitzu'im Mehem. He says Sibot U'Mitzu'im Mehem Krovim U'Mehem Rechokim U'Mehem Nignim U'Mehem Nistarim. He says these are all sorts of causes. Yeah, a chain of events that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into play, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't necessarily execute what he wants done immediately. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets off a chain reaction, and as a result of that chain reaction, his will come to fruition at a later point, which is also part of his gezerah, but it's less immediate. It's more forthcoming. Yani says, sometimes close, sometimes a little bit further down the line, sometimes revealed, sometimes concealed. V'chulam ratzim leashnim ma shenigzar havayato v'hera'uto be'ezer ha'elohim lahem al zeh. All of these things, Hashem's decrees, these chain reactions, all of them are what? Just like us. They're all shlichim. They're all emissaries. They're all agents to bring to fruition the Ritzon Hashem in some way or another. Now he says, ודמיון הסיבות הקרובות כהוצאת המים ממעמקי הארץ בגלגל בכלים המעלים את המים מן הבאר. Right? What are some sorts of, you know, immediate causes, cause and effect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the world for immediate, right? You know, sometimes you see for immediate release. What are some of these chain reactions for immediate release? For instance, let's say you have a well, or let's say you have a water mill, or whatever it is, you have this thing that you drop a bucket, or whatever other tool it is, into the depths of the earth, into a well, and you bring up water. He says, that's an example of what? That's an example of something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets into motion, and the what's his name is immediate, right? The result is immediate. Now he says, V'sibbato arechoka, what's a chain reaction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets into motion that's a little bit further down the line? Ha'adam shu kosher ha-behema ila galgal umni'ato le'alot ha-mayim mitachtiyot ha-be'er al pene ha-aretz. For instance, if you have this wheel or whatever it is, this kind of, a water mill, whatever it is, and you tie an animal to it so that it pulls it, so that it'll bring up he's just giving an illustration. It says over there, the water doesn't come up immediately. You tie the animal to the mill so that it walks, or so that it works and pulls the mill and brings up the water. That's something that's a little bit further down the line. It's not as immediate. Now, what does he say? Achasibot asher ben ha'adam ve'akelim מיצועים בין שני הדברים, והם הבהמה והעיגולים שמניע קצתם את קצתם והחבל, ואם יקרה פגע לאחת מן הסיבות הנזכרות, לא יגמור העניין המכוון בהם.
What's the common denominator between the man who draws up the water from the well or the animal that's tied to the mill? What's the common denominator? Yes, but even besides for that, if something happens either to one of the things in the middle, to one of the mini'im in the middle, to the person, to the animal, to the rope, to one of those pieces, to one of the variables in this larger equation, what's going to happen? The end result of the drawing of the water isn't going to happen. Okay, this is all a mashal. This is all an illustration. He says,
וכן שאר המעשים היוצאים אל גבול ההוויה.
All other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring to fruition, wants to bring to reality, to existence.
לא יתקבצו מן האדם וזולתו כי אם בגזירת האלוהים. והזמנתו הסיבות אשר בהם היגמרם.
They can only come to fruition first and foremost when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees them to come into fruition, A. And B, when all of the variables and the factors also join together. Because if you're missing the gzira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or all of the factors coming together, what's going to happen? You can have the water and you can have the wheel, but if you're missing the rope, you're toast. Or you can have all of the stuff, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it, it's also not going to happen.
Now he says, כמו שאמר, ולא נתקנו עלילות.
What does that mean?
That to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the count of causes, which means Hashem is the one that brings all of these causes and effects together. ואמר, גדול העצה ורב העליליה. ואמר, כי הייתה סיבה מעים אדוני. ואם תהיינה הסיבות נעדרות בכלל,
right? If the causes that we're talking about were absent,
לא תיגמר יציאת דבר מן הפעולות הטבעיות אל גדר ההוויה.
None of the physical aspects, none of the physical objectives that we seek would ever happen because we don't have all of these sibot. Yeah? Now, let's do one more.
וכאשר נסתכל בצורך האדם לסבב ולהתגלגל לגמר ענייניו נמצאו בראות העין.
Now he says, let's focus not on a mill, but let's look at a human being. Yeah? Let's look at all the things that a person needs in order to function.
כי הצריך אל המזון,
let's, for a person, when a person needs food,
כשיושם לפניו המאכל כראוי לו, אם לא יתגלגל לאוכלו בהגבעתו אל פיו ולעושו, לא יישבר רעבונו.
Right, even if you serve a person a gourmet meal, you put it in front of him, in order for him to be satiated, it's not enough just to place the food in front of him. He has to be able to move his hands, to move his limbs, to bring the food close to his mouth, and be able to move his jaw and his teeth and all the things that, you know, to chew and to swallow and all those things, because otherwise the food is delicious. It's right in front of you, but if you don't have all those capacities with you, you're not going to be able to stave off your hunger. You're still going to be hungry afterwards. Yeah?
וכן הצמא בצורכו למים.
Says the same thing with water. You can, you know, you can bring the, you know, להבדיל אלף אלפי הבדלות, you can bring the horse to the water, but you can't force it to drink. The water is there, there's plenty of water, but you got to drink in order to quench your thirst.
וכל שכן, אם ימנע מאכל ממנו עד שיתגלגל לתקנו, בתחינה ולישה ואפייה ואדומה לזה.
He says, it becomes even harder. Forget about, you know, serving the person the food and having to pick it up and chew it and eat it and swallow it and whatever. It becomes even more difficult to satisfy your hunger if the food's not even prepared. If you have to go out to the field and harvest the wheat and grind it into flour and knead it into dough and, you know, prepare it into a nice thing, put it in the oven, right? Can you imagine? A person has all these things. A person's starving, but none of these things are going to help him. Even if you have all the raw ingredients, you have all of the raw materials necessary, but all of these sibot, these causes and effects, these factors have to be brought to completion in order for you to be satiated.
Now he says, ויותר גלגול מזה וקשה, אם יצטרך לקנותו לתקנו.
Now imagine, one step further, imagine you don't even own these things. You have to go find a farmer to sell it to you, to grind it for you. You see what happens? Look how many steps there are.
ויותר מזה עוד, אם לא יזדמנו לו אדמים שיקנה אותו בהם.
Imagine you don't own this stuff and you have to find a farmer, but you don't have money to buy it with. So what do you have to do? You have to go out to work and earn the money to go. Sounds like Chad Gadya. Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah. You know Echad Gadya in Persian? No. Anyway, so he says, Haban Echad Miyodea.
We should go to the elderly 54 minyan and take a census.
Yeah, anyway. So, anyway, that's never a good idea. We're just going to fight. Anyway, so he says,
ויותר
מזה עוד, אם לא יזדמנו לאדמים שיקנה אותה בהם, ויצטרך לגלגול ולסיבוב גדול ממה שזכרנו קודם. שיסתכר בדמים, או שימכור מה שהוא צריך לו, right? You have to work and get money, or sell your stuff, מחפצים וקנים איך יוצא בהם. Yeah, he says... So all these things, there are always factors, different people in different stages of life are X amount of factors or, you know, causes removed from what they need. And now he's going to talk about all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings our way. Now he's going to say all the things that we need most, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it easier, makes it that much easier to obtain because we need it more. That's what we're going to see Be'ezat Hashem tomorrow. But everything is all a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making the world go round. We're going to Be'ezat Hashem continue. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, before you disperse, listen up. Okay, today